Radio Chaser, brought to you by Super Typhoons. Bad weather, great footage.
Sydney, a city of coffee, beer, wine, and fear. Mainly the fear that drinking so much coffee, wine, and beer was a bad idea. It's to cities what hangovers are to drinking. But we love it. So sit back and take the ultimate cure. 1 hour of pure, uncut Radio Chaser.
Chaz Lucianello with us today. Charles Hello. Firth, Andrew Hansen with you as ever. And my name is Dom Knight. Coming up, a classic edition of Are You As Weird As Chaz? The teasing is what we just heard in the news about strawberries and also all you need to know about super typhoons, guys. But first, Andrew Hansen, the football scandals just keep rolling along, don't they, in this final series a week?
It just keeps giving this story. It's such a gift. I mean, it's a wonderful update. I don't know if you've heard about the update on the Bulldogs naked dancing and chundering scandal.
There have already been three updates. Is there more? I haven't been paying attention. Is there more today?
Yeah, Dommy, it gets better and better. It's so exciting, this story. First there was, naked dancing, grabbing of knobs, and there was chundering and
standard stuff.
This was on Mad Monday.
Monday, and, a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, then they came out and said they were sick of the media invading their privacy. Which was a beat that I enjoyed.
Yeah, then the NRL fined them $250,000, didn't they?
Well, they did. They got fined about it. But now new details emerged that it was, quote, worse than anyone imagined, unquote.
Well, that's not true. Not worse than I imagined.
But do you think it's because everyone was so drunk at the time that no one could actually remember what had happened? Like, even the people who were there couldn't that's actually. Right. So they've spent the last couple of weeks sort of re-piecing it. Yeah. And that's how they go, oh, my God, it's worse than I imagined.
And if you'd watched the CCTV footage and tried to investigate it, it would have driven you to drink. So you wouldn't have read what was happening either.
No, you wouldn't have wanted these drinks, Dommy, because the players were, quote, according to the Daily Telly, put their genitals in drinking glasses as they paraded around the pub. What a parade. I love the term paraded.
I don't know. What's so bad about that? I often ask for a penis in my glass.
That's right, Charlie. It's not bad. And to celebrate, the NRL has actually updated their fine dining restaurant, the one that we heard about the other day on our show. They've updated their fine dining restaurant to incorporate this wonderful new service.
Treat yourself to Sydney's newest fine dining experience.
May I show you to your table, sir?
Although, do you have to do it completely naked?
Rock Poo, the first ever restaurant officially run by the NRL.
Would sir care to start with the Mad Monday special?
Yes, please. What's that?
A drunken chunder.
Oh, God.
Enjoy a regurgitation degustation with fine wines matched by our sommelier, Todd Carney.
I'm not sure this is the best vintage.
And every meal at Rock Poo is accompanied by live entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitchell Pearce and Fido the Wonder Dog.
I'm not paying extra for this show, I hope.
Would sir care to finish with one of our signature cocktails?
Well, that certainly puts the cock into cocktail.
Rock Poo, the NRL restaurant. It would have three hats, but all the staff are naked.
I assume you don't stick a toothpick umbrella into that.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Time to ask Sydney.
Are you as weird as Chaz?
Yes.
I still don't like that opener.
It's hip hop. Scott Morrison loves it. He thinks the kids are all over. We heard in the news that strawberries, the people are encouraging Australians to get strawberries for the farmers and cut them in half and just check that they're right, which is pretty different from last week when we were telling everyone don't buy them. They've been yanked off the shelves.
Well, it depends who's telling you. I think that the main takeaway for 99% of people is don't buy them. They're full of needles. But, and screw the farmers. But this was a weird thing that happened in the studio this morning. Chaz, who's with us here today, walked in with a snack. And at this time, of all snacks to bring into the studio, we thought it was a bit weird that he walked in with five punnets of strawberries.
What is weird about that? Well, strawberries make
very weird.
They're very cheap. They are very, very cheap. You might not realise this. They are very cheap. Honestly, really? We're talking big punnets of strawberries here are a dollar each. There's like signs everywhere saying, oh, we've discontinued that brand. Hey, safe as houses, guys, a dollar a punnet.
Of all the snacks that can lead to permanent injury of your mouth, they are the cheapest. Look, they literally are.
I see your point, though, Chazzy, because personally, I don't mind at all if you get a needle stick injury in your mouth.
How many times has this happened? 9 times? 10 times? Out of how many millions of strawberries?
Well,
what are the odds?
Probably not that many because everyone stopped buying strawberries. There's probably only 10 idiots who bought strawberries and they've all got needles in their
really
mouth.
It's really easy. Just nibble them, guys. Just nibble them. Eat it whole. Last night, I honestly went to the supermarket. This is true. Purely to buy strawberries. I bought as many as I could. Do you know how much I paid for dinner last night? $2.
So this is
$2. It was just strawberries.
You ate strawberries for dinner.
Yes. So only you dinner at this time in history.
I want to be clear here because we just heard in Triple M News, farmers are saying, please buy them to support us.
Yes.
And that's lovely, okay? That's a great idea. Let's park that thought.
I couldn't give a stuff about this, farmers. This is an opportunity for me.
Just because it's a bargain. I don't know. Did anyone else in Sydney go out on the weekend and go, this is amazing, I'm buying all the strawberries, I don't care if they're needles, I'll just nibble them
you know what?
And avoid
the
needles.
The best bit is, you go into the supermarket, there's loads of strawberries, as many as you can buy.
Are you buying them on the off chance that if you do get a needle, you'll be able to keep the needle as well?
A bonus, isn't it? I can sew as well.
Well, Chaz, your grandmother, who I've known for many years, because we grew up together, she would have loved the chance to sue, wouldn't she?
She would have. She knew a bargain.
All right, chance 1-3-3-3, I think.
1-3-3-5, sew as well, yeah. 1-3-3-5-3, has anyone else stockpiled strawberries, not to help the farmers, just because they're cheap and he reckons he can check them to see if they got sharp object in them?
Surely there is someone out there in Sydney who knows a bargain when they see it. This is an opportunity.
Sydney Siders, are you as weird as Chaz? 1-3-3-5-3. Here's Steppenwolf on Triple M.
Everyone's buying strawberries, Dom. I'm telling you.
Is anyone buying strawberries?
Call now. Everyone is.
What is wilder than a man walking into a supermarket this past weekend, not thinking about the farmers and how they need to sell some strawberries, thinking about the bargain on offer after strawberries have been recalled left, right and centre because of fears of needles? Chaz is that man. He did this on the weekend. A dollar a punnet, you were saying, Chazzy.
A dollar a punnet. Guys, I worked on a consumer affairs show for 5 years. You do not get better deals than that. A dollar a punnet.
Well, my understanding is it actually costs more than a dollar a punnet to actually harvest the strawberries and pack them.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What a bargain for a mouthful of needles. A dollar.
Yeah. And how much does the surgery cost, Chazzy, if you get a needle stick injury?
Just nibble it. It's so easy.
Would you nibble a lethal poison or a cactus? No.
If it was cheap enough.
It was cheap.
Yeah. Is it 50 cents?
And this is a segment where we ask,
are you as weird as Chaz?
Let's go to the chaser lines. Is anyone else in Sydney taking advantage of this amazing yet dangerous bargain? Let's go to Lenny from Campbelltown way. Hey, Lenny.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going without strawberries. Cheap as at the moment, and you know, I'm not going to let someone scare me off from a bloody strawberry.
Yes, that's right, Lenny.
Listen, they're fine.
You just chop them up, do you?
How many have you eaten in the last 2 days?
In the last 2 days, probably about 2 punnets.
There you go. Well,
you are a brave
That's just
person.
$2. That's nothing. Well done, Lenny.
I feel like you're playing strawberry roulette.
Yeah, I keep reading about train surfing. This is like a form of kind of mouth train surfing. All right, Lenny, good on you.
Good
Very
stuff,
brave.
I don't even like strawberries. I just like the bargains.
Let's go to Charlie in Balmain. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, mate.
Are you as weird as Chaz? Are you getting strawberries while they're cheap?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely, mate. A whole bucket load of jam over the weekend. I left them whole, so hopefully there's still some needles in the jam.
That's a great idea, jam. There you go.
That's great, so you can enjoy the needles for like years and years now.
Freshly boiled needle. Yeah.
They're preserved.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right, thank you for that. 1-3-3-5-3. Moz is on the line here. Hey, Moz.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Are you stockpiling strawberries now that they're a dollar a punnet?
It's a bargain. If I went to the fish markets and bought a snapper, for however much, $30 a kilo. Guess what? It's got bones in it. Yes. Get over bread and have your strawberries.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Absolutely right. That's good very point. Clever.
They're like so, strawberry yeah. bones.
Yeah. Yeah. You just need to fill up them. Yeah.
That's a good
just
thought.
Pick them, just pick them out, right?
Yeah.
How much better is that?
That is a great call. I actually have found a skeleton in some of my strawberries.
So do you think the farmers who are concerned about this should be making an ad saying, just think of strawberries like fish. They've got bones in them and then everyone will be happy.
Yeah. Get behind the farmers.
Yes.
God love them.
All right. I don't know how much help it is to them buying them at $1 a punnet, but nevertheless, Terry's on the line. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, Terry.
Now, strawberry stockpiling, what have you been doing?
Bargain. I got two punnets on the way home. My partner's about to pick my son up from school, and that's what he's having as a treat this arvo.
Ah, you're going to test them on your son.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Hot tea.
Well, as a bonus, at 5 o'clock this morning, my partner made me cry. So, it could be a bit of a luck draw for him too when he goes in. So
a cheap treat for the partner who made you cry. I think that's a very clever idea.
Or are you suggesting maybe slipping in a needle and say, oh, it must have been a contaminated one.
I didn't say it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Actually, that is a very good point. If people are considering murder at this point, no one's going to blame you for putting the needle in.
If they're considering murdering me.
That's true. Look, if you want to bump Chaz off, Paul's in Monvale. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Paul,
how you going?
You've bought some strawberries, haven't you? I can just tell.
Yeah, mate. And I tell you what, they're a great source of iron. Oh,
and in fact, many.
There you go. Good
All right.
For you.
Well, look, Sydney, we've got to say it.
Congratulations. You're as weird as Chaz.
They're very canny shoppers, Sydney.
I think you win this round, Chaz, except for the bit where you eat needles with strawberries in them.
Well, all new nuttiness is in the world today with Elon Musk. He's delivered yet again with some bold plans, some very ambitious. God, he's an ambitious man. He never stops, does he? He's got all sorts of things going on, batteries and who knows what. Well, he's announced this new feature. Oh, you might have heard about his tunnels, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got this underground public transport network that he wants to do with these kind of automatic buses that go around underground. Well, he's announced a new feature for that public transport network, and we're very excited about it, and I'm pretty excited too, because we have him live on the phone line right now to find out all about it. Hello, Elon.
Oh, hello, Peters.
So, Elon, now you're proposing that people can now drive their own car around your tunnels by digging a shaft under their garage.
Exactly. When people think of Elon Musk, they think of a massive shaft.
So how does the system work?
Okay, so it's called a Hyperloop. People drive around a network of tunnels to get from place to place.
Well, isn't that just roads, except underground?
No, Andrew. It's a Hyperloop.
What's a Hyperloop?
It's roads, except it's underground.
So I'm right.
Yeah, and you're also a pedo.
Okay, let's move on. Elon, you've also announced that you're going to send a tourist around the moon on your SpaceX rocket, yeah?
Oh, yes, yes, Chaz. I didn't have quite enough on my plate. When all I have are Teslas, underground cars, the mega batteries and the mini submarines, I need something to fill my spare time.
Are you worried that if the rocket fails, they'll die in the empty vacuum of space?
Oh, no. That wouldn't affect me at all. It wouldn't be logical to worry, Charles.
But it would be your fault.
Yeah, but they're probably a pedo.
So how do you respond to accusations? This is just a cheap publicity stunt.
Oh, no. It's not cheap at all. It's a very expensive publicity stunt.
Elon Musk, thank you very much.
I came up with all these ideas while I was stoned. Is it obvious?
Bit of bad news for Singapore Airlines over the weekend.
Oh, what's this?
They had to cancel a flight from Melbourne to Wellington because the pilot in question did not pass the alcohol test due to having a higher than suitable blood alcohol level.
What's a suitable blood alcohol level for a pilot?
Exactly.
I would have thought zero.
It suggested higher than suitable, lower than suitable. Like,
now, we've got a pilot in my family. Like my sister-in-law's husband, he's actually visiting us in Australia at the moment. He can't drink, like, basically days before a flight. He's no fun at all. I don't like him.
Oh, well, he
much.
Obviously doesn't go with the Singapore Airlines, obviously.
Yeah. He's aiming for suitable.
I mean, what is it? It's sort of moderately hammered. Is that all right?
Like, what's I know. Sort of
it's mildly like, sloppy.
Do you reckon there's no such thing as turbulence? It's just that the pilots are quite often pissed mid-flight. They've got all that free booze up there.
Well, how is it even possible to get drunk on a flight? They're those tiny little drinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. Have enough of them, but they still have the same effect, I think.
But I think it is understandable why you would get drunk nowadays. Because, I don't know, you should ask your brother-in-law, you know, basically, my understanding of flying a plane nowadays is that you just press a button and it goes onto autopilot, takes off, and then you press another button and it lands. You get very drunk because you get so bored. You have to have something to do.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Anyway, well,
yeah, that's Sully movie. That wouldn't work anymore now. There's no heroism. You just press, you just select the ditch into the nearest river mode and the autopilot takes over.
It's just the software that does it all. Anyway, so point is, we can understand why he did it, but luckily we've actually got a recording of the black box recording as he was taxiing along just before he got pulled off.
Okay.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. Welcome to this Singapore Airlines flight from Melbourne to New Zealand. Cool. Please ensure your mobile phones are put into flight mode. I've just texted my ex and she didn't respond, so I don't see why anyone else should get to use their phone. After we've taken off, if anyone's interested, I've just had a vomit and I'm feeling really good, so I'd be keen to hit the dance floor. I was thinking maybe we could go out on the wings. It'll be cool. Also, there is a SkyMall magazine in the back of your seats, and I tell you what, it's got some really useful shit in there. I mean, my internet toasters. Who invents this shit? We do have a range of snacks and meals available for purchase in the main cabin. Which reminds me, I left my credit card behind the bar last night, so if anyone could spot me $10, I'd kill a kebab. Oh, actually, I'll just turn off to the Macca's next to the airport. Who wants to drive through?
Hello, can I take your order?
Whoops. Hi. What does everybody want?
I'm a Big Mac.
Well, well,
I'm
sorry. One of the new
Are they doing the breakfast menu?
Okay. Just make it 270 cheeseburgers, please.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Going on a bit of a holiday later in the week, and we got a very cheap airfare via Hong Kong. Cathay Pacific, one of my favourite airlines. Really cheap. Like, couldn't believe how cheap it was at the travel agent. I think I figured out why it might have been cheap. I think it's typhoon season in Hong Kong. The whole city's been shut down. The news footage has been extraordinary. And it's not just a typhoon, it's a super typhoon.
That is sounding like the kind of thing I would do, Dom, buy a trip to Hong Kong to save money during typhoon season.
Do they have needles in the seats?
They may well.
Okay. It is super typhoon season.
Well, this is the thing. There are so many storms now, and there's one in the US at the same time.
Yep. Mm.
And it just seems like we're getting more and more frequent and huge storms at all points in time. So Super Typhoon Mangkhut now, I think, is on the Chinese mainland. And look, just to prepare ourselves for a world in which this stuff happens all the time, why don't we review some helpful facts on typhoons?
Fact that's amazing.
This will be tasteful.
Andrew.
Now, I just sent you guys a text message because in the preparation for this fact segment, I thought we were writing facts about strawberries.
All right.
I don't have any facts about typhoons.
You do the facts about strawberries and we'll do all of them all about typhoons. Yeah.
All right, you do typhoons, I'll do strawberries. We've got two topics on fact today, all right?
Andrew, talk about strawberries.
Here we go. If you're unsatisfied with your strawberries, simply take them to a needle exchange.
That's very good.
That's a good one.
On typhoons, there's only one way you can stop a super typhoon: kryptonite.
Fact.
There you go. Scott Morrison has apologised to the people of Hong Kong for the misunderstanding that saw his prayers for rain answered way too far to the north.
Fact.
Typhoons can release the energy equivalent of 10 atomic bombs per second. This is true. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather for sending reporters out into.
Fact.
Andrew, anything that strawberries and typhoons have in common?
Nope. But I do have a fact about strawberries for you. The Beatles single Strawberry Fields Forever was recalled when it was found to be full of record needles.
Fact.
Back on typhoons. They're originally called tropical cyclones. But then they killed a bunch of people, got charged, turned witness on monsoons, and they went to the witness protection program. And that's when they changed their name to Super Typhoons.
Fact.
Kind of surprised we're persevering with this segment at this point. Anyway. Okay, if you want to experience Super Typhoon Mongkut in your own home, buy a Dyson Cyclonic Vacuum today.
Fact.
All large storms, such as typhoons and hurricanes, can be deadly. Unless you're a Puerto Rican, in which case being killed is just something that Obama made up.
Fact.
Political. Do you got anything political about strawberries, Andrew? To wrap up?
Yeah, that requires knowledge of US politics at the moment.
If only I did. No, but here's one more. Here's one last fact about strawberries. Strawberry shortcake dolls. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake dolls are popular with kids because they smell exactly like the bargain shelf of a Kmart.
Fact.
Twice as educational.
Typhoon is the most tasteless pun name of a Thai restaurant in Sydney.
Fact.
Radio Chaser, brought to you by Typhoons, the perfect way to get rid of annoying weather reporters.
And look, haven't they been doing great work, the Typhoon people? If you want your city remodelled overnight, Typhoons are the way to go. I think that's how Melbourne ended up with Fed Square, actually. Just a bit of Typhoon work. Great to have them on board sponsoring the show anyway. And look, it's time for radio's only convenience store-based snack review segment.
I like big snacks, and I cannot lie. You other eaters deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty chip and a round wagon wheel, in your face you get hungry. Baby got snack.
That's right. And you know what they say, guys? Breakfast is the most important snack of the day. So I have brought in some breakfast today.
He's just given us all bowls of cereal.
I have. Well, allegedly cereal. We'll get to this. This is from Reese. Now, they're a company that put out peanut butter snacks in America.
Those little cups.
Yeah. You might be wondering what they're doing producing breakfast cereal. I'm not sure they know what they're doing either, because these are called Reese's Sweet and Crunchy Corn Puffs. And they are very confused. Let's start with a name. Sweet. Are you sweet or are you crunchy? Make up your mind. It's hard to be both.
They're both, Chaz.
I've just had
my first mouthful. Yeah. They're both.
Okay, Chaz, well, I think the Cadbury Crunchy will disagree with you.
Well, maybe you can explain this then, Charles, because it says that they're corn puffs, but at the same time, it also says on the packet, they're made with real Reese's peanut butter. Now, I haven't had a lot of corn made with peanut butter before, but the plot thickens. Because on the side of the pack, it says whole grain first ingredient. So are you corn, are you whole grain, or are you peanut butter? Make up your mind.
Aha. It says whole grain corn.
Oh, there you okay.
Go. And guess what corn. The second ingredient is?
Peanut butter?
Sugar.
Sugar. Sorry.
But, Chaz, you are aware that foods can contain sometimes more than one ingredient.
Well,
in fact, if you're cooking a recipe, you usually use at least two or three.
Well, I mean, that's the evidence of this.
Look at strawberries. They've got strawberries and needles.
That's true. Okay, you make a good point, Charles. All right, should we try these? Charles has tried them. Sorry. Dom, you try them.
I just had a mouthful. They taste kind of like Nutri-Grain. Done right. Like, you know how...
Yeah, good.
If you took Nutri-Grain and added a huge amount of sugar and a hint of peanut, you would get these things.
I should describe... Sorry, Charles, just quickly. I should describe what they look like for people who are interested.
Chickpeas.
They're basically just brown balls, which is funny because the packet says they're enlarged to show detail. The detail is they are brown balls.
And it's funny because they've also got a picture of Chewbacca on the front. I hope they're not Chewbacca's brown ball.
There's nothing I like better than starting the day with a mouthful of Chewbacca's balls.
See, normally to drink down something that's had balls in it, you've got to be out drinking with the football team.
Okay, all right.
No, but I'll tell you why this is the best cereal I've ever tasted.
Really? Yeah.
And it's
great. I love it.
It's because, it's actually surprisingly not too sweet.
It's
a bit Nutri-Grainy, right? Yeah. But then it's also got the saltiness of the peanut butter, which just unleashes this flavour explosion. And it's got two different types of balls.
Yeah.
One's darker than the other, which is not
just
unhealthy.
Like Chewbacca.
Well, look, diversity is very important in this era. But look, I mean, if you compare them to Cocoa Pops, they do seem healthier than Cocoa. That is the lowest bar in the whole of nutrition.
I'm not sure they are healthier. I'm looking at the ingredients. I'm looking at the nutrition panel here. It's not good. But look, I do agree. These are sweet. They're crunchy. They're corn. They're grain. They're peanut butter puffs. They have pulled it off, I think. A thumbs up. Guys, there are four thumbs up for crispy fish skin with the egg yolk on our leaderboard. Does this beat crispy fish skin with egg yolk?
Yes.
Dom?
Yeah, look, if you're going to be an irresponsible parent and give your kids sugary cereal, which you never should, this is the one to choose.
Andrew?
Yeah, massive thumbs up. This is the way that I can eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups three meals a day.
I like it too. This is how I'm going to die, guys. Thank you very much.
Triple M Rock Sydney, this is Radio Chaser. Now, look, don't forget our podcast available, Cat's Pajamas with the Chaser. It's out now. It's a longer version of this segment with stuff from history. It's been a lot of fun making it, actually.
Yeah, and I was just looking at the charts over the weekend, and we're yet to crack the iTunes Top 200 Comedy Podcast. Right. So I think people should please download it. You don't have to listen to it. Just download
There's
it.
There's a lot of momentum, though, Charles.
Yeah. Is that because it's been categorized as useful historical podcast rather than comedy?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, it's both, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe it's horror.
Yeah.
We like it.
I was just...
Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss?
Sorry, Charles, I cut you off mid-witticism there.
No, I was just going to say, I was forcing my kids to listen to it over the weekend, and they love it. So there you go.
I didn't know you were that bad a dad.
Yeah, love force.
Getting your kids to listen to our stupid podcast, Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss, panel.
No, that's cat's piss.
Absolute cat's piss.
That's rank piss.
Cruelty. Bring in docs.
I think it's cat's pajamas for me because my daughter is 6 months old and can't speak English. So I could get it just over and over again streaming in the room. She'd think daddy was there and she'd probably be upset. Maybe it's not such a good idea. Anyway,
a wonderful way for her to learn English as a second language.
All right. Now, a 6.5 kilogram burger is on sale in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It is
cat's
called,
pajamas.
It's called the Belly of the Beast. Move on. It's made with beef, pork belly, tater tots, Cheetos, cheese, and several eggs. It's absolutely massive. It's about the size of a bowling ball, I'd say. They say it's...
I'm just showing this a picture.
They
it
say
big.
It's designed to be shared between six adults. My question is, cat's pajamas or cat's piss, would you order it in this era of focus on obesity?
Well, you don't need to ask me that. Surely.
Yeah, the big Chaz is burger addicted. But, well, like, look, for me, it was would be cat's piss just hearing about it, except when I heard about the Cheetos. That one ingredient for me makes it cat's pajamas. I want Cheetos on all my foods.
They listed Cheetos before cheese. It was like, there's Cheetos on. There's also cheese, but there's Cheetos.
It's a selling point. It should be called the Cheeto Burger. I mean,
yeah. Well, I would only have it if it was on one of my Cheeto days.
Oh, they've actually, speaking of diet, they've asked Jamie Oliver to come in and help. Like, people on Twitter were like, call Jamie Oliver. This is the latest obesity crisis. It was school dinners in the UK. Now it's drunk idiots in Vegas.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, how many Cheetos are we talking? Like, this is a 6 kilo burger.
There's
Does this have
be
like 20? 20 million Cheetos. I mean, even more than a packet. A packet of Cheetos weighs about 10 grams. It must be fit like 60 packets of Cheetos on this burger. It's unbelievable.
It is it's an amazing burger. I don't know. I think it's so big you'd have to eat it vertically, wouldn't you? You have to slice bit by bit because
you couldn't possibly
put your mouth around it. That's for sure.
Eating competition, guys. Let's see if we can get a sponsorship.
Radio Chaser, presented by Typhoons. Don't visit the beach. We'll bring the beach to you.